This is Akashwani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held productive talks with PM Dr. Naveen Chandra Ram Gulam of Mauritius, reaffirming the strength of the India and Mauritius partnership. PM Mr. Modi met with his Mauritian counterpart in Port Louis yesterday during his two-day visit to Mauritius. Two leaders reviewed bilateral relations, ongoing collaborations, and explored new avenues to elevate the special bond between the two countries to even greater heights. The main sectors discussed prominently during the meeting were defense, security, economic linkages, and cultural exchanges. PM affirmed that India was proud to be a valued and trusted development partner for Mauritius, and the two countries would work together for promoting the interests of the Global South. Later in his address during the banquet dinner hosted by the Prime Minister of Mauritius, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India-Mauritius partnership is not limited to our historical relations. It is based on shared values, mutual trust, and a common vision of a bright future. Today, our historical and cultural relations have taken the form of a comprehensive partnership. We are working together on important infrastructure projects which are leaving an indelible mark of development in every corner of Mauritius. The results of mutual cooperation in capacity building and human resource development are being seen in the government and private sector. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that there is no limit to India-Mauritius relations. He said that there is no limit to our hopes and aspirations regarding our relations. In the times to come, India and Mauritius will continue to work together for the development of our people, peace and security of the entire region. The Lok Sabha yesterday approved supplementary demands for grant second batch 2024-25, demands for excess grants for 2021-22, Manipur budget 2025-26 and supplementary demands for grant for Manipur 2024-25. Replying to a debate in the House, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that the centre is providing all financial assistance to support the faster recovery of the economy in Manipur. She also announced a corpus of 500 crore rupees for Manipur to establish contingency fund, saying that the state had never such fund. The Finance Minister said that the total receipts of Manipur budget are 35,368 crore rupees, while revenue receipts are 27,231 crore rupees. The minister said the total expenditure has been estimated at 35,104 crore rupees for the state. She said with the collective efforts of centre and state government, there has been improvement in the overall law and order situation in Manipur to a large extent. The minister added that currently 286 companies of CAPFs, 137 columns of army and Assam rifles are together deployed with Manipur State Police to maintain law and order. The finance minister also informed that 400 crore rupees have been provided under Ministry of Home Affairs special package for relief camp operations aimed to support those who are affected, and more support will be continuously provided. In the supplementary demands for grants, the government has sought parliaments not to spend a net additional 51,460 crore rupees in the current financial year. Later, the lower house also passed Appropriation Bill 2025, Appropriation Bill No. 2 2025, the Manipur Appropriation Bill 2025 and the Manipur Appropriation Vote and Account Bill 2025. After completing the business, the house was adjourned till today. In Pakistan's southwestern Balochistan province yesterday, a major security crisis unfolded when separatist militants attacked the Jaffar Express, a passenger train travelling from Quetta to Peshawar. The attack carried out by the Baloch Liberation Army, BLA, resulted in the train driver being wounded and over 100 passengers taken hostage. 13 militants have been killed in the Pakistani train hijacking operation, say security officials. Pakistan security forces also rescued 80 passengers, according to a government spokesperson. The Jaffar Express, carrying approximately 500 passengers and 9 bogies, was travelling from Quetta to Peshawar when armed men intercepted it in a tunnel. And that is the end of this news bulletin.